Today from the Ohio Newsroom, how Ohio fared in the National Climate Assessment. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Last week, the Biden administration released its National Climate Assessment. Hundreds of scientists from more than a dozen organizations worked on the report, which is meant to be a policy-neutral look at the risks of climate change in the United States. The Ohio Newsroom's environmental reporters have been looking into what the findings mean for our state. Zaria Johnson from member station IdeaStream Public Media in Cleveland and Adriana Martinez-Smiley from member station WYSO in Dayton join me now. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
This report is sprawling. It covers warming temperatures and how they worsened natural disasters, the shifting landscape of energy production, the impacts of state and local actions on climate change. That's just to name a few. Zaria, what stood out to you when you were looking at Northeast Ohio?
Yeah, what I've gathered from the report and conversations with authors of the assessment is that the Midwest as a whole is predicted to experience both periods of increased heavy rain and flash droughts. So for Northeast Ohio, this could lead to fluctuating water levels in Lake Erie, which can slow down our water-based shipping channels, which would then obviously have a trickle-down effect on the region's economy. But the assessment also predicts warmer winters with fewer and less intense snowstorms, which could impact recreation that depends on snowy conditions, and also those just key childhood experiences like snowball fights and sledding might be a bit more limited.
So some economic impacts, some cultural impacts in addition to the environmental ones. Adriana, what about your part of the state?
Yeah, so down south, you know, as Zaria was mentioning, we're also going to be experiencing higher rates of precipitation as well as increased temperatures. An effect of that we're going to see here specifically is in agriculture. Obviously, agriculture is a very important industry to a lot of Southwest Ohio communities. You know, with the increased precipitation, what we're going to see is potential an increased rate of runoff going into our local water bodies. You know, we have the Ohio River. Even this summer, we were seeing some harmful algal blooms that were popping up in Caesars Creek and the C.J. Brown Reservoir. It can affect the quality of water coming from our aquifers. It may not be safe to swim in. On the flip side of this, you know, Zaria was mentioning that our winters are going to be shorter. We're also going to be having more intense summers. We have our urban areas like Dayton, Cincinnati, that have the potential to become heat islands. This increased heat can lead to issues such as upper respiratory, can increase the rates of hospitalizations and even death.
Wow. Well, this report isn't prescriptive. It's not meant to make specific recommendations, but there's clear implications for the future of our environment. Where does the U.S. and specific states like Ohio go from here?
Yeah, the report opens by emphasizing the importance of actions taken today to help mitigate and adapt to the effects of climate change. Specifically, it highlights a success story out of Ashtabula, where a wetland restoration project helped to bring back habitat that was displaced by industrial development on the lakefront. They've been able to protect wildlife and bring back some recreational and tourist opportunities to the area. And there are other success stories like this highlighted across the country in the report, but the emphasis is clearly on positive impact and the need for more positive impact restoration projects to help mitigate the effect on the environment and on the communities when it comes to dealing with climate change.
Yeah, so when I was speaking to Aaron Wilson, who was the chapter lead for the Midwest chapter of the climate assessment, he said that there's not a single engagement that will suffice. You know, it's not going to take just one wetland project or one, you know, restoration of a prairie. It's going to take a combination of changes to infrastructure and preservation of our ecosystems.
Adriana Martinez-Smiley from member station WYSO, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
And Zaria Johnson from IdeaStream Public Media, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.